BaseballHall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello there, it's the series finale, our endgame, if you will, for Cedar Rapids and Lansing. Here from Jackson Field, Adam Jackson with you on another Defenders of the Diamonds day for the Lansing Lugnuts as they rep the Marvel-themed Avenger uniforms for a second straight day, and also a Capital City Market Kids Day, so the youngsters in the crowd, they will get to run the bases after, and some free ice cream over at Capital City Market across the street after the game. But as for the game, it's Cedar Rapids coming in 29-21, and your Lansing Lugnuts 22-28. We take you back to last night as the Colonels wrapped up a series victory, sneaking by the Lugnuts 6-3. Lansing led the game for six of the nine innings, but they do play nine, and Lansing gave up three runs in the seventh and one in the ninth. It was a quality start from Jack Perkins, and as soon as he exited, then Cedar Rapids, their offense took advantage. Perkins went six innings, gave up three hits, just two runs on one swing. It was a home run to Kalai Rosario. Rosario now with three home runs in this series. And then John Beller came in the seventh. He got through two outs, but he gave up three runs as it was a big-time two-run double delivered by Tanner Schobel that broke open the scoring. Again, they would tack on one more in the ninth. Lansing unable to get anything going. Miguel Rodriguez got the save, and then the win going to Malik Barrington. And again, Cedar Rapids now four of the first five games they've won here in Lansing. While the Nuts trying to salvage a second game in this series for a second straight week. They lost four of six at Fort Wayne last week. Now trying to pick up another Sunday victory as they are 7-3 on Sundays this year, their best day of the week. So hopefully they can find a way to victory today. Before they head out on the road after an off day tomorrow, they will head to South Bend. So Cedar Rapids and Lansing coming up on another gorgeous afternoon, 76 and sunny, as the diamond looks great down there for the Defenders to take the field. They are warming up down the right field line. As for the Colonels in those road grays, now 11-1 in their mixture of uniforms, they are 11-1 in the grays. And they will look to win five of six and look to win eight of their last nine if they're able to get a victory today. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups for Lansing and Cedar Rapids in the series finale here at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lansing Love Nets pregame as we bring you back to Jackson Field. Adam Jackson with you for the sixth and final game of this series between the Love Nets and the Colonels. Another gorgeous afternoon. Let's get you those starting lineups, beginning with Cedar Rapids, who won the series a day early yesterday, taking four of the first five. They look like this under manager Brian Tinkleman on their final game here in Lansing. Tanner Schoebel has been so tough to get out. 13 for 25 with 10 driven in this week. He leads off again at second base. Emmanuel Rodriguez bats second, playing center field. Kalai Rosario has driven in 8 and has 3 home runs in this series. He is in right field. Ben Ross also 3 home runs in this series, batting cleanup and playing first base. Noah Cardenas swings 5th and is the DH. Noah Miller is at shortstop, batting 6th. Misael Urbina in left field, hitting 7th. Jose Salas is at third base, batting 8th. And Andrew Cassetti rounds out the 9, catching for Brian Dinkelman's squad. Schoebel, Rodriguez, Rosario, Ross, Cardenas, Miller, Urbina, Salas, Cassetti. And they support the debuting right-hander, Zebby Matthews, who comes up from Fort Myers. An A-ball, and will make his High A and Midwest League debut today, the Western Carolina Catamount, an 8th-round selection by the Twins last year, gets the ball against the Lansing Lugnuts. The 9 he'll face, Aurelio Angeles, for the first time this season under Craig Conklin, will lead off at third base. Jack Winkler, after a day off yesterday, back in the lineup, hitting 2nd and playing shortstop with no Max Muncy today, off day for Max. Johnny Butler batting 3rd and in right field. Daniel Susak has been excellent in this series, cleanup and DHing. 9 hits, 4 runs, a homer and a double this week against Cedar Rapids. That average up just short of 300 now. Brian Belvis, after his 5 stolen base week, is hitting 5th and playing center field. Clark Elliott, off day yesterday, is back, hitting 6th and in left field. Danny Bautista plays 1st and batting 7th. C.J. Rodriguez bats 8th and is catching, and Saheed Valenzuela hits 9th and is at second base. Angeles, Winkler, Butler, Susak, Buelbas, Elliott, Bautista, Rodriguez, Valenzuela, and they will support the right-handed Christian Fernandez, who pitched twice last week against Fort Wayne. Those were the only 2 wins that Lansing had down at Parkview Field, so hopefully it's more of the same today, because the Nuts trying to get a 2nd win before they head out to South Bend. Again, they have felt what it's like to play the top team in the Midwest League standings. As we take a look at those standings, we first start in the Eastern Division, where Lansing is in 5th. Great Lakes off to their best start through 50 games in their franchise history going back to 2007. They've won 10 in a row. Great Lakes, 35-15. West Michigan is 28-22. Dayton in 3rd place at 25-25, along with Lake County, also 25-25. And then Lansing, 22-28. Fort Wayne rounding out the bottom, and they are 21-29. But again, the last couple of years, they have had the Lugnuts number. So Lansing unable to gain any ground last week as they found that series down in Fort Wayne. In the west side of the standings, in the West Division, Cedar Rapids in 1st place, as they have won 7 of their last 8, 29-21. Quad Cities in 2nd place. They already came to Lansing earlier a few weeks ago. They're 26-24, just as South Bend is, 26-24, the team that Lansing will play next week on the road at Four Winds Field. Beloit is 22-27. They've lost 11 in a row, and they are playing the first place Loons right now, so that doesn't make things easy. Peoria, 22-28. They will come to Lansing here in a couple of weeks. And then Wisconsin in the basement, 18-31. The Nuts will go out and play the Timber Rattlers coming up in about a month. But today, closing out the series against Cedar Rapids on a Defenders of the Diamond Day, a Defenders of the Diamond Weekend. As we salute the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you can hear the Marvel music in the background. And right now, the Marvel-themed intro video playing on the left field board, thanks to Terry Allapart putting it together. He was also a part of designing the uniforms that the Lugnuts are wearing. And if you missed yesterday's game, as the Lugnuts get set to take the field, on the front of the jersey, they've got, in black, the background with the lightning all around, the electricity-themed lines. And then you've got Thor's hammer with Luggy the Lugnut's face right in the middle of that hammer. And that's the same logo they've got on the front of their caps. Black caps with that Luggy hammer logo in front and the red bills. Both teams now out of their dugouts, Lansing down the first base side. And on the third base side in the all grays with the blue caps, Cedar Rapids. We are ready for the national anthem. Send it down to the field. Some youngsters ready to get us started. All right, well done down there by the Capitol Choir of Emmanuel Lutheran School, singing today's national anthem, and we are just about ready for baseball. The Lugnuts with Christian Fernandez on the hill, set to take on Cedar Rapids. The Nuts in those Marvel-themed uniforms today. And take a look at their defensive alignment. Clark Elliott in left, Brian Welvas in center, Johnny Butler in right. Aribe Alanales at third with Jack Winkler and Shaheen Valenzuela up the middle. And Danny Bautista back at first base. C.J. Rodriguez catches the balls and strikes. And the right-hander, Christian Fernandez on the hill. The 6'3", 215-pound, 23-year-old. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. He came over in the Christian Bethencourt trade last year with the Tampa Bay Rays, as he was acquired from Tampa Bay for Cal Stevenson. Cal Stevenson and Christian Bethencourt. And he was a part of that deal that sent Bethencourt to Tampa Bay. Cal Stevenson along with Fernandez coming in June 1st, 2016 when he signed with Tampa Bay. And now he gets the start today. The Lugnuts have lost four games with him on the hill this year. They've won four with him on the hill, including their last two at Fort Wayne, an 11-4 victory on Tuesday, and then a 2-1 victory last Sunday. So Fernandez trying to continue it, and we'll see if he can do that. In the meantime, let's send it down to the field to get those two most important words in baseball before we get this one started, the series finale between Cedar Rapids and Lansing. And we shall play ball indeed. Christian Fernandez on the hill. The menace, Tanner Schobel, who has been a difficult out. 13 for 25 in this series, steps in from the right side. And today's first pitch on its way home. And it's just a bit low. Underway just after 1 o'clock. Schobel has driven in 10 this series. A pitch. Lifted out to right field. Backing up is Butler. He's at the track. Now stops and comes in. Makes the catch. And Schobel is put away. That first nine for Cedar Rapids and Brian Dinkelman. Schobel, Emmanuel Rodriguez, Kalai Rosario, Ben Ross, Noah Cardenas, Noah Miller, Misael Urbina, Jose Salas, and Andrew Cassetti. They are in the away grays against the Lugnuts in the field with those black, red, and bluish-white themed jerseys. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Rodriguez. Rodriguez batting 173, six homers, 20 driven in. He's had six strikeouts this week. Pitch. In there, strike one with the fastball. He's got the two-tone red and tan bat, bright red batting gloves, wrapped around the stick from the left side. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball just off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Umpires wearing the light blue shirts today. Ken Jackson behind the plate. Josiah Shepard in the field. Done a great job this week, the crew here in Lansing. Fernandez is 1-2. Down low. Two balls, two strikes. Yesterday, a 6-3 win for Cedar Rapids. The break even. Inside, three balls, two strikes. Fernandez this year, ERA under five. This is eighth start and ninth appearance. 38 two-thirds innings pitched. 3-2 pitch. Just off the outer edge. He missed with four pitches. Very close there, but it's ball four. And that this year, the 15th walk given up by Fernandez. He has not walked many. 17 walks, 26 strikeouts. And now Kalai Rosario, another dangerous hitter this week. Three home runs, including back-to-back days. The pitch, shot foul, strike one. Seven hits in this series. Nearly half have been home runs. A grand slam and two-run shots. Fernandez from the stretch, runner on. The pitch, there goes the runner to second. The throw down from Rodriguez, and it's in time, just a touch late though. Looked like the tag was down from Valenzuela, but a stolen base for Emmanuel Rodriguez. Pitch missed the zone as well, so one ball, one strike on the righty. He has homered in three straight games, going back to his grand slam on Thursday night. Pitch home. Breaking ball too tall, and it's 2-1. Rosario 7 for 21 with two doubles, three homers, eight RBI, and three walks. So five of the seven hits have been extra base hits for the three-hole hitter, Kalai Rosario, in right field today. Leans back in his stance. The pitch. Back off the netting. 3-2. Six-foot, 205-pounder from Hawaii, the fifth-round selection in 2020. He was with Fort Myers last year, now up to the high-A level in the Minnesota Twins organization. Runner at second with one out, top one. No score. Fernandez looks over at second base, now comes home. Breaking ball drops in, strike three. That's a big timeout against a difficult hitter this week. Kalai Rosario, the second strike or second out. And first strikeout for Fernandez. Big bending breaking ball right there. Now you got to get through another one. Ben Ross with three homers this week. Had one yesterday to tie the score at 3-3 in the seventh. Runner at second, two outs, the pitch home. Breaking ball in there, inner third of the plate, strike one. Ross this week, 6-for-22, driven in 8. On top of those three home runs, he's also had a double and walked twice. Long blonde hair fading out of the back of his dark blue Colonel's batting helmet, 0-1. Wide with the fastball, 1-1. Ross, 6-foot-180 pounds from Springfield, Ohio. It's a fifth-round selection last year. Hernandez looks over at second, throws home. Breaking ball just wide, 2-1. Rodriguez is at second, a walk and a steal. Lugnuts trying to keep Cedar Rapids off the board in the first for a second straight day after the Colonels scored on back-to-back days in the first, Thursday and Friday. Hernandez from the stretch throws. Fastball low, 3-1. So a little bit of fastball command issues in this first inning for Hernandez, but still working around the walk and trying to get through it with no runs scored. 40 strikeouts, 15 walks. The pitch. Again, he misses down low and outside, and it's his second walk allowed in this first inning. Well, to give you an idea, in his last two starts where Lansing picked up their two wins against Fort Wayne, he had just one walk. It was last Tuesday. And because of that, C.J. Rodriguez and Ayoribe Alanjale is going to go out and have a quick chat with him here, just try and settle him down. As now you've got Noah Cardenas coming to the plate. 3-for-11 in this series. He's driven in 3. No score, top one. It is a beautiful day for baseball once again. We've had spoiled temperatures this week. 78 degrees at first pitch, which is actually a little bit lower. But all sun above. No clouds. A little bit of wind. At 13 to 15 miles an hour. Hernandez comes set, looks over at second, and the come home. Again, inside with the fastball. So that's now 5 straight misses for Hernandez. As he works in this first inning, that's 19 pitches, only 7 for strikes. Not what we typically see from Christian. 1-0. Again, misses with the fastball. This one outside, 2 balls, no strikes, 6 straight out of the zone. We have not seen Don Schulze, the pitching coach, come out yet, but you would imagine he might make a trot out there if Hernandez loses Cardenas. With this all said, 2 outs in the inning. 2-0 pitch. That shoots in there on the inner third. Belt high, strike. Cardenas batting just short of .275 this year. 1 home run, 17 driven in. OPS sits right at 800 for the righty. A pitch home. Breaking ball too tall, and it's 3-1. So it just looks like everything right now that Hernandez is trying to command isn't quite sitting in the zone for him. He's hit with that curveball a couple of times. Didn't there. 3-1 pitch. Yanked foul, third base side towards the Colonel dugout as they scatter over there. 3-2. Cedar Rapids, a squad that won 6 straight games before Lansing got their first win on Friday, and the Colonels came right back yesterday. Lansing has had the lead a few times, but the Colonels have been able to win some tight.
Love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the bottom of the first, down here at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. Here comes the first pitch on its way, and it's in there, fastball, strike one to Eurybio Anjeles. Zebby Matthews, the righty, debuting in the Midwest League today. The pitch, that's outside, one ball, one strike. Eurybio Anjeles, debuting in the leadoff spot here in 2023 for the Nuts. How about that? 1-1 pitch. Lifted out to left field. Backing up Urbina. He's at the track, and he'll watch it go. Another one for Eurybio Anjeles, his third this week. Nuts in front, 1-0 on the super swing from the leadoff man. The ninth home run this week for the Nuts. And the third for Eurybio Anjeles. Home run hill has been busy for both sides. And the kids out there with a free souvenir. So now it's Jack Winkler that comes up. 31st home run this year for the Nuts. Pitch home. In there, strike one. 9 home runs this week, and 8 have been solo home runs for Lansing. The pitch, that's in there, strike two, and all 3 have been solo shots for Anjeles and all to that left field side. Next pitch, Winkler takes it outside, 1-2. So that's a way to greet the new man, Zebby Matthews, who had great numbers coming up from Fort Myers, the single-A squad. Pitch, shot foul, 1-2. Fort Myers this year through 7 starts, ERA at 2.5, 53 strikeouts, 5 walks, only 1 home run allowed. The pitch, tapper off the plate, right back to Matthews in front of the mound, runs it over to first, long underhand toss, and his first out recorded. So great numbers at the A level for Matthews, the 8th round selection last year out of Western Carolina. Pitched 183 and a third innings in 3 years with the Catamounts and led the SoCon with 122 strikeouts in his final season. First pitch in there, strike one to Johnny Butler. Butler has had 3 home runs this week, so 2 lug nut bats heating up with power. Pitch. Twists in on the outside corner, strike two. 3 home runs and 5 hits this week for Butler. He's also stolen 3 bags. 1-0 Nuts, bottom one. 0-2, whacked back foul. Those 122 strikeouts were the third highest total in single season school history in 2022 for the righty, Zebby Matthews. Throws, popped up, left side of the diamond. Shallow left field, shortstop Miller goes back, and he makes the catch. There's 2 outs. But great to see Anjeles continue to swing it well. He loves to swing here at home. The pitch. In there, strike one to Daniel Susak. 4 home runs for Eurybio Anjeles this year. All 4 have been right here at Jackson Field. The 0-1. Swing and a miss from Susak. He has been red hot this week, 9-for-21 with a home run, a double, 4 runs driven in. Has only had 1 strikeout this week, but down 0-2 here. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. 3 challenge fastballs, and Matthews gets his first K. So he bounces back after the home run and gets the Lugnuts 1-2-3. We head to the second, 1-0 Nuts from Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Another home run for the Lansing Lugnuts. They're in front 1-0 thanks to the third this week from Eurybio Angeles and his fourth this year. So Christian Fernandez comes back out with a lead. And his first pitch in there on the inside corner, strike one. He threw 30 pitches in that first inning, 13 for strikes, walked three, but left the bases loaded. See how his command is here. The pitch, twisted back, 0-2. It's a good start. 7-8-9, Misael Urbina, Jose Salas, and Andrew Cassetti against the right-handed Fernandez. Urbina, average just under 175. He's hit a couple of bombs this year. OPS sits just below 550. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. That got C.J. Rodriguez, it looked like, in the offhand as he shakes it off. Fernandez, glove in front of his face, turns and throws. Up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Second year for Fernandez in Lansing after that trade from Tampa Bay. Last year, ERA sat up just under 7 through 8 games and 6 starts. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that ball gets in the dirt, picked up by Rodriguez. Sets, throws to first, Bautista handles. There's the second strikeout for Fernandez, one away. So last year for Fernandez in those 7 starts with Lansing, gave up 22 runs, 4 homers, 17 walks, and 26 strikeouts. This year he's got 40 strikeouts. Obviously the numbers a little bit better. Pitch home. Fastball wide, 1-0. This is Jose Salas. 3-for-14 in the series. 3 runs, a double, 2 driven in. 1-0 Nuts, top 2. 1-0 pitch, down low. It's the third time in this series Lansing has scored first. The previous 2 times, they lost, Tuesday and yesterday. 2-0. On the outside corner with the fastball, 2-1. But again, Lansing, they play their best ball on Sundays. 7 wins on Sunday, the most of any day of the week this year. The pitch. In there, strike 2 on the outer edge. No games on Mondays. That's the league-wide off day. They're 3-3 on Tuesdays. 2-7 on Wednesdays. 4-6 on Thursday. 2-6 on Friday. 4-3 on Saturday. 7-3 on Sundays. 2-2. Outside by just a touch. 3 balls, 2 strikes. If you're wondering, why have they played 13 games on Sunday? Well, there's been some rainouts and some doubleheader makeups. A pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. That one dropped right out of the zone from Fernandez. Back-to-back K's. So this inning going much better for him. In terms of finding the zone, able to locate his pitches and getting ahead of hitters. He's also facing the bottom of the order, which certainly can help your confidence with how good the top of this order has been. 1-0 Dutch, top two. Two outs, base is clear. The pitch? Down low. Ball one to Andrew Cassetti. It's a Capital City Market Kids Day, so a lot of youngsters in the crowd on a beautiful, sunny, high 70 Sunday afternoon. 1-0. Lifted out to right. Johnny Butler fading back. He'll have room. Now he comes in towards the line. Reaches up, makes the catch. And that is much better for Christian Fernandez. Exactly what we've seen from him this year. 1-2-3 in the second through the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. And here comes Lansing for a second time in front 1-0 at Jackson Field.
House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Bloodlines Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing Lugnuts trying to add to their lead as Brian Welbas, Clark Elliott, and Danny Bautista come up in the top of the second against Zebby Matthews. First pitch from the righty, flies wide, ball one. Brian Welbas, 2-for-4 yesterday, 4-for-15 in this series with a home run. 1-0, swing and a miss. He does have 6 strikeouts. He's tardy on the fastball there. Matthews just showed off that high velocity fastball, pitch, outside. He went after Daniel Susak with 3 straight fastballs and got 3 straight swings and misses. 2-1, swing and a miss there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The 8th rounder from Western Carolina making his debut with the Cedar Rapids Colonels, drafted last year, trying to ascend up the ladder and head towards the majors. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped it out of the zone. And Welbas is down for a 7th time in this series. 2nd straight strikeout for Matthews. And he has set down 4 in a row since giving up that leadoff homer to Eurybia Lanjales. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. It looks like a cutter that's running in on the hands there on Clark Elliott, the left-hander. Next pitch. Down low. 1-ball, 1-strike. 1-0 Lansing in the bottom of the second. Home run out to home run hill from Eurybia Lanjales in the first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's inside. 2 balls and a strike. Actually, the Twins have had some success with Western Carolina picks over the last few years. The pitch, twisted back foul by the Michigan Wolverine. 2-2. Colton Davis and Brian Sammons were selected by the Twins in 2016 and 2017. So, three catamounts. Pitch, bouncing ball towards first. Backs up, Rossi's got it. He'll tag the bag with his left foot. Two outs. Well, there's good baseball all over the country, but no slouch down there in the SoCon. And Western Carolina producing some good baseball players. Zebby Matthews showcasing that right now out of North Carolina. Base is clear, two outs. Pitch home. In there, bottom of the zone against Danny Bautista. Two hits in this series. 252 average for the righty. The 0-1. Skied foul, first base side, up and out of play. No balls, two strikes, as that one will head to the concourse. The 0-2 pitch. Reached on and high hopped, weakly towards short. Takes a big hop, Miller has to jump up, grab it, and throws to first in time. That caught the lip of the infield grass and bounded upward on Miller. He had to stretch up, made the play though. And a quick 1-2-3 second inning for Zebby Matthews, just as Christian Fernandez had. So we're off to the third, 1-0, Lansing leading.
No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Two innings down, we're off to the third. 1-0, Lansing leading Cedar Rapids. Christian Fernandez throws home. Swing and a miss. Tanner Schoble back through the top of the card for a second time. Schoble, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalai Rosario. Fernandez's second pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-1. 43 pitches, 20 strikes through two innings for Christian Fernandez, the big righty. For the Lugs, turns, kicks, and throws. Bends him back inside, two balls and a strike. Fernandez mixing all his pitches. Four-pitch guy, throws. Kicked back off the backstop, 2-2. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider for the bearded Christian Fernandez. Also has the long hair tied up behind his cap. 2-2. Whacked out to left center field, heading towards the gap, and it's down for a base hit. Cut off by Buelbas. Schoble holds for one, and the throw comes in over the head of Valenzuela. Fernandez goes down and saves it from getting to home plate area and keeps Schoble at first base. Another base hit for Tanner Schoble. He has had a base hit at least one in every game in this series. He's now 14 for 27. So batting above 500 in Lansing this week. Emmanuel Rodriguez comes to the plate. And now we've got Craig Conklin coming out here. I think they're going to take a look at Fernandez. Yeah, he's wavering with that left leg. I don't know if that was on one of his pitches or if it was potentially on bending over to stop that baseball from coming in and getting towards home plate. Didn't see much there. Hopefully he can stay in and might just need a couple of warm-up pitches. Eric Fast is the head athletic trainer that's out there. And yeah, so Christian's going to take a couple of tosses to CJ Rodriguez. Make sure he's okay. That's a big fella down there. 6'3", 215-pound, 23-year-old from Venezuela. Christian De Jesus Fernandez. And looks like he's good to go here. So Don Schulze, a pitching coach out there with, as mentioned, Eric Fast, the head trainer, and first-year manager Craig Conklin. They all went out there, make sure their right-hander's okay. He is. And a good thing, too, because he's got a difficult part of the order to deal with. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. One on, nobody out. One to nothing nuts. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Rodriguez walked and stole a bag in the first, was stranded at third base as they left the bases loaded in that first inning on three walks. The 0-1. Line drive over the head of first baseman Bautista into right field. Butler around it, field it, gets it in quickly, so it holds Rodriguez to a single, but Schobel gets to third, and they're at the corners with nobody out a second time through the top of the order. This is what this part of the order has done all series long. And so far, continuing it, the second go-around against Fernandez. Now maybe the most dangerous hitter, Kalei Rosario. 8 driven in, 3 home runs this week and 2 doubles. First and third, nobody out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Beauty right there. Looked like the slider away. Fernandez tucks that glove inside his shoulder. Now comes Sepp, brings it down to his belt. From the stretch, kicks and throws. Down low, 1-1. Before the base hits here in the third, he hadn't allowed any hits. Just those 3 walks in the first, has 3 strikeouts. The 8th start this year for Christian Fernandez. 23-year-old throws. Drops it in there beautifully, strike 2 with that slider. And it's 1-2. Lugnuts in those special themed Defender of the Diamond uniforms as we have a Marvel weekend here in Lansing. A tribute to the cinematic universe that so many people have fallen in love with. They're great movies over the years. Great comics as well. 1-2. In there, called strike 3. He got him with the front door slider. Second strikeout of Rosario today. And the 4th strikeout for Fernandez. That's a big one. And now a double play could get you out of the jam. Another tough one, though. Ben Ross. He walked on 5 pitches in his first bat. He's been living on Home Run Hill this week with 3 homers up there. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Schobel is at 3rd. Rodriguez at 1st. 1 out, top 3. Lugnuts clinging to the 1-run lead. Fernandez set from the stretch. Throws home. Runner takes off for 2nd. Pitches outside. And no throw from Rodriguez. Stolen base for Rodriguez at first, so his 2nd today. Got Emmanuel Rodriguez at 2nd, CJ Rodriguez behind the plate, so first base open. And consider walking Ben Ross if he doesn't swing at anything out of the zone. 1-1. Lifted, out to left center field. This should be deep enough to get the run in. Clark Elliott over to his left, makes the catch, and both runners will tag. The throw goes towards 3rd, and it is late. It's 1-1 on the sac fly from Ross. Drives in his 9th batter this year. This week, rather. So 2 outs and now Noah Cardenas. Cedar Rapids trying to take their first lead with a runner at third. Cardenas walked back in the first. Ready on ready, Fernandez throws. Popped up right side of the diamond. C.J. Rodriguez behind the plate. Went chasing for it, but up into the lower bowl. That above the netting, that here in Lansing wraps to the end of the dugouts. Got the Sparrow logos on the top of the dugouts here. The netting going to the end of each. Behind home plate, Lugnuts in the first base dugout. Visitors this week, the Colonels in the third base dugout. 0-1 pitch. Slider in there, strike two. So two base hits to Schoble and Rodriguez, but if you could get out of this jam only giving up one, I think you'd feel pretty good. Getting two outs to Rosario and the sack to Ben Ross. Large lead for Rodriguez at third, not being held on with two outs. The 0-2 pitch. Slider, checked it, out of the zone, didn't go on the appeal over to Josiah Shepherd. Cardenas the right-hander, so they are shaded for him to pull. Second baseman Saheed Valenzuela tight to the bag at second, probably about five or six paces to the right of it, almost playing center field in the infield. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball too tall. 2-2. So Cardenas steps back in from the right side. Number 41 in gray. Green and blue writing for Cedar Rapids on those gray unis. Here's the break-even pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Rodriguez. A fifth strikeout for Fernandez. He does give up a couple of base hits in his first run, but we're square at one heading to the bottom of the third as he leaves a runner stranded at third base. We'll be right back to Jackson Field after this.
It's different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the third, good one so far in the sixth and final game this week between these two teams. First pitch, a little bit high to C.J. Rodriguez from Zebby Matthews. 1-1 our score. Cedar Rapids just tied it in the third. Lansing took the lead in the first. The pitch, fastball a little wide. Two balls, no strikes. First time we've seen Matthews get behind a batter. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch. That's just in on the outside corner, 2-1. The right-hander gave up the leadoff home run to Angeles, and that's been it. Pitch on the ground, weakly hit towards second. Schoble, the birthday boy, shuffles to his left and throws to first in time. One down. 22nd birthday today for Tanner Schoble. And he's got that base hit that just came up in the last half inning to help Cedar Rapids get on the board. Now here's Saheed Valenzuela. The pitch. On the ground up the middle, weakly hit over to its left is Miller at short, and he makes the play in time. It wasn't hit extremely hard, but it was hit in probably the best spot to try and get through. But Noah Miller, almost playing from his shortstop position, coming all the way over to second because he had the better angle, made the play in time. So two up and two down, and here comes Eurybio Angeles back to the top of the card, the man that had the home run. The pitch takes the fastball in there, strike one. Three home runs this week for Eurybio Angeles. Next pitch, kicked back foul, strike two. All of them have gone out to left field. Two on home run hill, one off the foul pole. All four home runs this week at this year at Jackson Field. 0-2, shot foul, first base side. Lansing, not much of a home run hitting team this year so far. They had 22 home runs coming into the week. They've got 9 against Cedar Rapids. 0-2, popped up, first base side, foul territory. Coming in is Ross, just in front of the Lugnuts dugout, and it falls. I'm not sure if he lost that in the sun at the last second or if he thought he was at the railing already. Got a little tricky over there for Ross. I think he may have lost the baseball there at the last second. Yeah, he's motioning. I didn't know where it went. I'm talking to Schobel at second base. Just lost it in the sun when he was tracking it. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a foul tip, and Eurybio Angeles just stays alive. That one, though, caught Cassetti. Caught him in a bad spot, it looks like. Fouled off the dirt. And so he's going to try and shake that off here. You can tell it caught him in the no-no spot because the dugout's laughing at him over there. The 0-2 pitch popped up, shallow left, and staying in the infield. Miller comes in, makes the catch on the infield grass, and that will do it. So, since giving up the home run to Eurybio Angeles, that's 9 up and 9 down for Zebby Matthews in his debut in the Midwest League. We're off to the fourth inning, 1-1 our score at Jackson Field.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
First pitch at the top of the fourth is bunted. Third base side, Fernandez comes down, fields it. He'll have no play to first base. Noah Miller gets aboard with the bunt single. And Fernandez came down to grab that. He had the quicker step, it looked like, than C.J. Rodriguez. It was pit perfectly between the plate and the mound. And a bunt single as Miller reaches for just the second time in this series. And now it's 7-8-9. Misael Urbina batting seventh. 1-1 our score in the top of the fourth. Righty on righty. Fernandez from the stretch throws home. A little bit low. Ball one. Big yellow ankle guard. Yellow and red outlining some of the colors for Cedar Rapids. Got all sorts of different uniforms and color schemes. 1-0 pitch. Popped up foul up into the light blue sky. Not a cloud in sight today. Really is amazing, though, how your body gets conditioned to the warm temperatures or cold temperatures so quickly. It has been 85 to 90 plus all week long, and it feels a little chillier today because we're sitting mid to high 70s. 1-1 pitch. Down low, throw back to first, and the back pick a little late as Miller is in there safely. Not complaining at all. Great weather, but it definitely feels a tick chillier. And nice because you get that humidity up here in the Midwest this time of year. We had just skipped right from 50 to 60 into the low 70s, right to mid-80s to 90s. Pitch, down low, another back pick to first. And again, Miller in safely. So back down to normally what you would expect here in the first week in June, mid to high 70s, all sun. And the great part with how many rainouts Lansing has had, none this week. And Cedar Rapids is apparently the cure for that. They've only been rained out in one game this year. 51 games in. 3-1. Popped up. Shallow left field. Backing up the shortstop. Winkler into the grass. Makes the catch to the left of his shoulder. One down. I wanted to tell you about Tyler Soderstrom and what he is doing. The former Lansing Lugnut last year and the current number one prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization. So much surrounding Soderstrom and how great he is, the catcher slash first baseman, number one pick in 2020 by the A's, 26th overall. Here's Jose Salas from the left side. The pitch popped up behind home plate, out of play, strike one. Soderstrom had two more home runs last night for AAA Las Vegas as he has ascended quickly. He was a Lansing Lugnut here in high A last year, but made it all the way up to Vegas by the end of last season. 0-1. Inside. One ball, one strike. Just a pure swinger. Now this year in AAA, through 46 games, he's got 48 hits, 14 doubles, a triple, and now 12 home runs and 38 driven in after the two swings last night. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Salas couldn't hold up. 1-2. 56 strikeouts, 13 walks. The average sits at 255. Slugging just above 500 and OPS up near 840. Pretty darn good for Tyler Soderstrom, who is still a youngster. The number one overall pick a few years ago. Throw back to first and Miller there in time. He will turn 22 in late November this year, the Turlock, California native. 1-2 pitch. Low and outside, 2-2. A's are going to have to find room for him because Shea Langeliers has played well. They have so many great catchers in this organization. We just talked to Daniel Susek about it the other day. He was a first round pick last year. Now with the Lugnuts this year. 2-2. Popped up, but out of play. And it remains two balls, two strikes. So funny. Susek said he was playing MLB The Show. Him and Tyler Soderstrom grew up together, good buddies. And he said he got Tyler Soderstrom's playing card and he texted Tyler. And he said he wanted to give it away for free. Didn't think it was worth anything. He was chuckling about that. Those guys go way back. Stay in good contact. Now both Oakland Athletics. 2-2. Breaking ball is hopped back off the plate foul. And cool to think that the Lugnuts had a first-round catcher last year, 2020. Now he elevates quickly up to AAA, and now they have a first-round catcher from 2022 that's leading the way this year. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball from Fernandez that fell off the table. Sixth strikeout for the righty. Two gone. Reminder, Soderstrom last year in Lansing through 89 games, he batted 260, knocked in 20 home runs, had a couple of big walk-offs, 19 doubles, 3 triples, 29 walks. The pitch home, sent out to right center field, backing up Esguelbaz to his left, underneath of it makes the catch. And Cassetti is retired. So the leadoff bunt single from Noah Miller is stranded. Then three straight set down by Fernandez. Gave up the run in the third. That's been it on three hits. We're tied at one. Trivia time coming up in the bottom of the fourth when we return to Jackson Field.
Grows in the forest. Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the fourth, tied at one in the series finale endgame, if you will, on a Defender of the Diamond Day, celebrating the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Here's Jack Winkler. First pitch. That's up high outside. Ball one. Lugnuts got the solo shot from Eurybi Alanjales in the first. Pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. That their only hit because Zebby Matthews in his debut has set down 9 in a row. Right back through the order. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball inside. That includes getting Angeles to weakly pop up in his last at-bat, so now has recorded an out with everyone. Pitch, twisted back off the inner part of the bat. Two balls, two strikes on Winkler. He has struggled in this series. Jack just 1-for-17 with a run and 4 strikeouts. The pitch, low and outside, 3-2. Winkler hugs the right side of the plate, ankle guard on that front left foot. Waits. The pitch. Tapper, and that is off Jack. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Captain America is the graphic up on the board for Jack Winkler. All the superheroes in the Marvel series. The pitch. Lifted out to left field. Down the line and falling, but not before Urbina can make the catch on the run. A well-struck ball, but a line-out from Winkler. And there's one away. One of his better struck balls this week. Johnny Butler has had a few of those well-struck balls. He's had 3 home runs. Now brings his total to 5 on the season, which ties Junior Perez for the team lead. The pitch home. Kicked back off the netting from the man out of NC State. Johnny Barrels, his nickname. Butler popped out to Noah Miller at shortstop in his first at-bat. Pitch. In there, belt high, strike 2. 1-1 our score. 1 out, base is clear, bottom 4. The 0-2 pitch. Popped up, third base side, out of play. And we'll do it again. All right, so we'll get to trivia here in this fourth inning. It is the famous or infamous, whatever you'd like to refer to it as, the 10-cent beer night in Cleveland. Day in history as a ground ball sharply hit to first. Ross snags it to his left, picks it up, tags the bag. Two outs. It's the day the then Cleveland Indians, now Cleveland Guardians, they decided to hold a 10-cent beer night to elevate fan attendance, and it worked. But it worked a little too well. The game became a mess with fans coming onto the field, fighting some of the opposing Texas Ranger players. Daniel Susak steps in, fouls the pitch off. The game was called because of fans running onto the field. So the question is, what was ruled the final score? Pitch popped up, flied out of play by Daniel Susak, 0-2. The game was called when it was 5-5 in the ninth, and Cleveland actually had the winning run on base and was making a comeback. Pitch home, swing and a miss. Susak is down for a second time. He had only had one strikeout coming into this game this week. So what was the final score of that 10-cent beer night result in Cleveland between the Rangers and then the Cleveland Indians? Send us in your responses at Adam Jackson on Twitter or Jake Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. The email. We are heading to the fifth. 1-1 our score in the series finale between Lansing and Cedar Rapids.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Christian Fernandez, first pitch, a curveball that misses inside as we bring you back for the fifth. Back to the top of the order, and Tanner Schobel, the newly turned 22-year-old today, swings and misses through that one. Strike one. Schobel, born today, June 4th, 2001. Second rounder last year, taken by the Minnesota Twins, and seems like a pretty good selection. 14 hits this week for him. The pitch, that bends in there, looked like the slider, 1-2. 14 for 26 with a couple home runs, 10 driven in, and 7 runs scored. Behind 1-2 from Fernandez. The pitch home. Checked it, slider stayed away, 2-2. He got the first hit of today's game and then scored the lone run so far for Cedar Rapids, tied at 1. The pitch, breaking ball is fouled off that front foot from Schobel. And it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez ready on the hill. From the windup, kicks, turns, and throws. Popped back foul. Good battle here from the leadoff man. Tanner Schobel just started leading off the last couple of weeks, and he has asserted himself nicely. Man out of Virginia Tech. Next pitch. Tapper, first base side. Fernandez off the mound, gloves it up the first baseline. Underhand toss to Bautista in time. Gets the weak contact and the first out of the fifth. So now with one out, it's Emmanuel Rodriguez coming to the plate. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. And another pretty good crowd. Had large ones all week long with nice weather. Staying consistent, really, for the first time this year in Lansing. Craig Conklin is out there, and that is going to be it for Fernandez. Pitch count getting high. That's 83 pitches. 47 for strikes. And Christian Fernandez will exit. Didn't get through five innings because of that shaky first inning where he threw 30 pitches. Just couldn't find the zone, but give him credit. He didn't give up any runs. He left the bases loaded with three walks. But all things considered, sometimes you don't have the command every single inning of every game. Baseball is difficult. Really good outing for Fernandez to bounce back and go four and a third innings and just give up the one run on three hits. So he strikes out six, walks three, keeps everything in the park, and now gives way to the left-handed Kumar Nambiar, who comes in trying to keep this a 1-1 score. The 25-year-old from Larchmont, New York, 34th round selection in 2019 out of Yale. He has been a stable arm in the pen for the Nuts, but he got roughed up by this Cedar Rapids squad when he pitched earlier this week. He went one and a third innings, gave up five hits, five runs with three walks and two strikeouts and a home run allowed. That was in that 24-5 dismantling by Cedar Rapids, the most runs ever allowed in a game by the Lansing Lugnuts. That goes all the way back to their debut season in 1996. It seemed everybody that came up that day was going to get hits against whoever was pitching. Just a heck of a performance by Cedar Rapids. So we'll see if Kumar Nambiar can hold things in place here, which we're tied at one with one out in the top of the fifth. Nambiar, four-seam fastball, curve, and a changeup. First batter, the lefty, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Drops in the curve for strike one. 43 games last year for Nambiar. ERA sat just over 5.5 through 60 innings. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. About five home runs, 62 strikeouts, 32 walks. And now time called from the lefty Rodriguez, who's reached twice today with a walk and a single. And he's stolen two bags. Pitch home. Bouncing ball over towards second. Charging to his right. Valenzuela has it. Throws to first in time. Nice play by Valenzuela. Two outs. And to charge that one to his right. Then throw back to his left. Caught it in the heel of the mitt. And just stuck there for him. Great hands by Valenzuela. We talked about it. These are two of the better teams in terms of errors. Each with 34 on the season. Best in the league. The pitch. Check swing down low on Kalai Rosario. One-oh pitch. Set out to right field. Backing up. Butler has room in front of the track. Makes the catch. And quick work for Kumar Nambiar. Five pitches, two outs. One on the ground, one in the air. We're through 4.5. 1-1 our score in the finale here between the Colonels and the Lugnuts.
No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We're off to the bottom of the fifth at Jackson Field, tied at one between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. First pitch from Matthews. Up high outside, ball one. The starter still in there in his debut, going well for Cedar Rapids. Zebby Matthews, next pitch. In there, fastball, 1-1 on Brian Puelbas. Lansing got a leadoff home run. They have not had anything since. No base runners. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. 12 straight have been set down by Matthews since giving up that leadoff home run three pitches into his first outing with the Colonels. Three strikeouts in that frame. One was on Puelbas. 1-2, swing and a miss. Make it two on Puelbas as he is down. Chase the slider away. And that's now 13 straight that have been retired. Well, if you're going to give a home run up, make it a solo shot, and then settle in as perfectly as he has since. I think you take that every time. You got to get a run to win anyway. Here's the pitch. Twisted back foul, third base side from Clark Elliott. Elliott had the day off yesterday. 1-for-10 in this series. 3 driven in with a walk and a strikeout. Grounded out to first in his opening at bat. Next pitch. That's outside, 1-1. 4 total hits in this game. That home run for the Nuts. And 3 hits for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home. Shot foul again. Third base side. Look out. That one over towards the ice cream food truck down the line. This was similar yesterday. Cedar Rapids got out hit by Lansing 10-7, but won 6-3. Lansing put runners on base all game, but they were 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 1-2. Up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lugnuts left 10 stranded yesterday. They've left nobody stranded today because nobody's been on. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Elliott tardy on the high fastball. And that's 3 straight strikeouts going back to the last out of Daniel Susak in the fourth. 5 total for Zebby Matthews. Boy, he looks great. We told you his numbers coming up from Fort Myers, excellent. 53 strikeouts, 5 walks in 38 innings. The pitch, ooh, that buzzes back. Bautista, fastball up and in. Ball one, he had to get out of the way in a hurry. Stands back in from the right side. Next pitch, fastball, swing and a miss, late, 1-1. Matthews throws. Line drive out to center field, and that breaks up the 14th straight set down. Bautista is aboard. Second hit for the Nuts today. So with 2 outs, their first base runner since the leadoff homer from Angeles. And now here comes C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses at that lethal slider. Thing of beauty against righty hitters is looks like it's coming in as a fastball and then just slides out of the zone. 0-1 pitch. Popped up again on the slider. Got a piece of it. Fouled off into the lower bowl. Rodriguez batting 200 with 6 driven in so far to start his Lansing Lugnuts season. Pitch home. in there, called strike three, and Rodriguez is put away with the fastball on the outer edge. He knew it. Sixth strikeout, and Matthews strikes out the side on top of the single that Bautista got. That's it, though, for the Nuts. We are heading to the sixth, knotted at one in the Sunday finale in Michigan State Capitol.
They're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Kumar Nambiar back out there for the top of the sixth. The first pitch up high, ball one to Ben Ross. 1-1 our score. Ben Ross, a guy that can untie. He's had three homers this week. He's got seven on the year. Pitch lifted out to center field, but not deep enough. Buabas to his right. Now back steps, back pedaling, making the catch. One away. Just five total hits, two for the Nuts, three for the Colonels. That's been it as we fly along here, just under an hour and a half in and already into the sixth inning. Good defense, no errors from either side in this game either. First pitch, Noah Cardenas takes the fastball, strike one from Nambiar. Came in to get the final two outs of that fifth inning. Kumar Nambiar wears number 14. Throws on the ground right at the shortstop, Winkler into his glove. Crowhop throws way too high at first base, and there is your first error, and it goes against Winkler at shortstop today. Kind thing is it came back off the railing and right back to Bautista. So Winkler commits the error. He's playing there for Max Muncy today. Just the third time Winkler's been at shortstop this year. Pitch home. Sent foul to Noah Miller. Otherwise, it would be two up and two down. For Winkler, that his fifth error this year. Tied for the team lead. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. No balls, two strikes. They really like Jack, though. I mean, he can play multiple positions. He's played first, played third, shortstop. It's all over the place. But that one just got away from him. So one on one out. Noah Miller, the pitch. Down low. One ball, two strikes. 1-1 our score, top six. Not as big of a crowd tonight as what we've had the last few nights on this Sunday afternoon, but still, kids everywhere and a lot of bustling going on down there. Everyone moving around. A lot of things to do at the ballpark. 1-2. Popped up right side of the diamond, not deep into the outfield. Coming in is Butler on the run. Now slows up, makes the catch. And there's two outs. Obviously visit the concession stands, go get a picture with Big Lug, longtime mascot, and River Dragon. He's got the Lugnut-themed Marvel uniforms on today. Then there's the playground out in left field. Pitch home. in there, strike one. That is super popular on a Sunday kids' day. The bounce house out there and then the blown-up slide. Kids are loving it. Big line out there. Pitch. Down low, one ball, one strike. Can walk the 360-degree concourse. Stop in at different stops, like Good Hops, Craft Beer, and Bistro. The pitch. Bottom of the zone, inside corner, strike two. Or you can stop and try and catch a home run ball out in left field on Home Run Hill. See some towels and blankets out there with kids waiting. And then there's the extended berm in right to right center, where also families and youngsters out there watching the game. So, and then if that's not your cup of tea, you can sit and just watch in the stands, the lower bowl. Nambiar set with the 1-2 pitch. Runner at first with two outs. Looks over that way. Now comes home. Swing and a foul tapped back by Misael Urbina. And it remains 1-2. You've really done a nice job here, Jackson Field. It's actually in the final four being voted by Ballpark Digest right now online. You can go vote for the Nuts. One of the top ballparks in the minors. Pitch. Bouncing ball hit towards third. Cut off by Angeles. No, it's Winkler that throws to first in time. Oh, wow. Angeles dove to his left. The ball got by him. Winkler grabbed it, and he makes the play. Angeles would have had no play, so a great job by Winkler to make up for that throwing error, and Nambiar is done in the sixth. Works around the E6. No runs come in. 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth in Lansing.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Zebby Matthews trying to get through six. Back out there, second pitch, swung on and fouled off by Saheed Valenzuela. No balls, two strikes on the nine-hitter. There is an arm warming in the pen. It's Charlie Neuweiler. But Matthews has been exceptional today. Only two hits allowed, one run. 0-2. High bouncing ball, left side of the diamond. Shortstop, Miller comes over, back to his position, throws to first, it's in time. One away. They had the shift on with Miller over towards the middle of the infield, so he had to go back to where he normally would stand to get the baseball and still was able to get Valenzuela. And now 5 1/3 innings complete in the Midwest League debut of Zebby Matthews. Here's Aribil Angeles. Pitch. Slider outside, ball one. The reason the Nuts are on the board, Angeles, leadoff homer to open the game. The pitch, squares to bunt, puts it down right back in front of the mound. Matthews comes up, fields it, throws to first in time. And there's two outs. The execution from Angeles just has to be better there if he's going to reach. He put it right back towards the mound, trying to get it down that third base side. He's got excellent speed, and he can certainly beat it out, but it bounced right back in front of the hill to Matthews, so an easy play for him. Now here's Jack Winkler with two outs. 1-1 our score in the sixth. The pitch. Inside as Winkler raises his arms out of the way. 1-0. Capital City Market Kids Day and Defenders of the Diamond Day. Pitch. In there, strike one with the fastball. Knott's using those Marvel-themed uniforms for a second straight day. Pitch. Twists in a little tight. They lost in them yesterday 6-3, trying to get a bounce back and take their second win in this series today. Pitch. Lifted out to shallow left field, dropping. In comes Urbina, and it bounces in front of him. Second time Winkler has had a good swing out to left field. The other one, a line drive that hung up just long enough for Urbina to get. This one, not hit as well, drops down. Wild how that works. So just the third hit for the Knotts. And now here comes Johnny Butler. Gonna leave him in to face Butler, a guy that's had three home runs this week. Quick throw back to first, Winkler there in time. Ben Ross holding him on. 1-1 our score. We're in the bottom of the sixth at Jackson Field on the series finale between these two teams. Cedar Rapids has won four of the first five. The pitch, there goes Winkler. It's down low, in for a called strike. The throw down is in time. Waiting was Miller from shortstop covering. And that is how the inning ends. So Matthews gets through six, and we're tied at one. Two-thirds of the way home on this Sunday afternoon at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Force, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the top of the seventh we go, tied at one. From one Velo boy out of the bullpen to the other, Kumar Nambiar gives way to Jack Owen. Nambiar was excellent. So Jack Owen throws to Joe Salas, his first pitch. Bouncing ball towards short. Nice hop to Winkler. Throws to first. This time it's on target. And there's one away on one pitch. Great play by Winkler to end the sixth. He had an error on a throw on the Cardenas ground ball, two batters into the sixth. 1-1 our score. Nambiar goes 1 2/3. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. 18 pitches, 14 in the zone. Very effective for Kumar Nambiar. Jack Owen now faces Andrew Cassetti. Pitch one down low. Ball one. Lugnut scored in the first on a home run from Arribia Angeles. Cedar Rapids got a sac fly from Ben Ross in the third. No runs since. Pitch. Low and inside. Two balls, no strikes on Cassetti, who's 0 for 2. Fly out to center, fly out to right. Playing him to pull to the left side. The pitch. He does. Foul, though, third base side. Nice grab down there by the manager, Brian Dinkelman, backing up. And he finds a fan in the crowd, tosses it up to him. Looks like it was a dad. He's able to give it to his son that's sitting and watching the game today. 2-1 pitch. Popped up. Left field. Elliott to his left and makes the catch. Two outs. So today, for Cassetti, the nine hole, he's hit it to right, to center, and now to left. 0 for 3 back to the top of the card, and this is how you want it for this guy. Base is clear. And two outs. Trying to limit the damage with how good he's been. Tanner Schobel stares in the pitch. And that's in there, strike one from Jack Owen, the left-handed 6'1", 195-pound, 24-year-old from California, undrafted in 2021. The pitch on the ground to third. There is Angeles, sweeps it up, throws to first in time, and that's a nice opening inning of work for Jack Owen. He gets two ground outs and a flyout, and we are off to the bottom of the seventh to stretch it out. It's tied at one at Jackson Field. All right, to the bottom of the seventh, tied at one. Johnny Butler leads off against the new man on the mound. It's Charlie Neuwiler. First pitch. Slides in, strike one from the right-hander, number 33, taking over for number 19, Zebby Matthews. 6'1", 205-pounder from Queens, New York. Set and throws home. Breaking ball outside. 19th round selection in 2021. He spent time in both Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids last year. From the stretch with the bases clear to open the bottom of the seventh, the pitch. Up high and outside, 2-1. Johnny Butler has been leading off in this series, but with the pop he's displayed, and no Max Muncy in the lineup, day off on Sundays typically for Max. Butler down in the three hole. 2-1 pitch. Twists outside. And it's 3-1. Lugnut's just looking for some base runners. They've only had a few. Two singles, one from Bautista, one from Winkler, and then the leadoff homer from Angeles back in the first. 1-1 our score in the seventh. The pitch. Twisted back off the top of the netting behind home plate. 3-2. Butler has had shots out to right field this week and then one to straightaway center over the 20-foot wall. Payoff pitch. Up high outside, ball four. That's the first walk today for Lansing. Well, Zebby Matthews, he doesn't give up walks. We told you just five walks in his time this year at Fort Myers. He went six innings, gave up three hits, one run. No walks and six strikeouts with the home run allowed to Angeles. A very good debut for Matthews. First pitch, in there, strike one to Daniel Susak. He has had a quiet day with 2 strikeouts. Next pitch. Kicked back, foul. No balls, 2 strikes. Susak, 9-for-21 in this series. Best of any of the Nuts, but 0-for-2 today with those 2 Ks. Went down swinging on both. One a fastball, the other slider. 1-1, bottom 7. 3 hits apiece for each team. Susak batting .296 with those 4 homers, 24 driven in. That leads the way in the RBI column. Throw back to first. Butler in safely. Nuts trying to grab the lead again. They were up 1-0. Been tied since the 3rd after the sack fly brought in the birthday boy, Tanner Schobel. Pitch home. There goes Butler to second. It's on the ground. Hit that way. Sliding safely is Butler. A spin around throw to first in time from Schobel. And they get the runner there and Daniel Susak. But the hit and run pays off as Butler got to second, avoided what probably would have been a double play. So the Lugnuts will take that. Now a runner in scoring position. Only 2 innings left to go after we complete this 7th inning. So Brian Buelbas today 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts. Butler at second, 1 out, bottom 7. The pitch breaks in there low and inside, ball 1. Charlie Neuwiler trying to keep this game knotted up. ERA just under 5 for the right-hander. Throws, twists in low, 2-0. His 13th appearance this year, 16 2/3 innings. 9 runs allowed, 1 home run, 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents batting .250 against the righty. Set from the belt from the stretch. Throws down low, and that gets away from Cassetti. Over to third goes Butler. He rounds third. Cassetti finds it to the right of him, and now a sack fly could give the Nuts the lead. That's 3 balls, no strikes on Butler. Looks like it's a wild pitch. That'll be ruled there on Neuwiler. And that is the case. Infield is now in for Cedar Rapids. 3-0. Welvis taking inside, ball 4. So a second walk in this 7th inning issued by Neuwiler. And the Nuts will bring up Clark Elliott, who although he's only 1-for-11 in this series, has had some timely swings, has 3 driven in. First and third, 1 out. They go back to their double play infield with a runner at first and third now, rather than the infield drawn in. Righty against lefty, 1-1, bottom 7. The pitch in there at the knees as it curls on the outside corner, strike 1. With those white batting gloves wrapped around his 2-tone bat, waits. The pitch down low, that gets away from Cassetti momentarily, but he finds it just to the left of home plate. 1 ball, 1 strike. Elliott today is 0-for-2, strikeout and a ground out, but he hit the ground ball hard over to first base. It was a nice pick by Ben Ross right up the line. Ross is holding on Brian Welvis at first base. Johnny Butler at third. 1-1 pitch, just off the outer edge, 2-1. So after Zebby Matthews pretty much dominated after the home run to start the game, some trouble here for Neuwiler out of the pen, similar to what we saw yesterday in the 7th. And Jack Perkins left. Pitch, sent out to left field, hit well, Urbina backing in front of the track, makes the catch, Johnny Butler tags. The throw doesn't go home. It's a sack fly for Elliott. and the Love Nuts retake the lead 2-1. So nice job by Elliott to bring in the run. And now with two outs, can they add anything else? Here's Danny Bautista. Waits at the back of the box from the right side. Throw back to first and safe is Brian Buelbas. Keeping a close eye on him because he stole four bags yesterday, which is a season high for any Lugnut. Lázaro Armenteros, the former leader this year, he had three. He's been promoted since to AA Midland. Had a couple hits yesterday as the Rockhounds won. Nice start for Blake Beers. He pitched well, didn't give up any runs, so a couple of Lugnuts combining for a Rockhound victory against Arkansas. The pitch. Bautista takes it. Fastball, bottom of the zone, strike one. He had the second hit for the Nuts that broke up 14th straight that had been set down since the first to the end of the fifth by Zebby Matthews. Pitch home. There goes Buelbas. Throw down to second, and it is in time. The tag on the backside by Schoble as the throw was just in front of the bag perfectly, and Buelbas thrown out, so he will not get a sixth swipe this week. And the Lugnuts are done in the seventh, but they do get the sac fly after a couple of walks. They've retaken the lead. 2-1 our score as we head to the eighth, not six outs away from a second win this week.
To create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection, join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the eighth inning we go. Lansing back in front, 2-1. Jack Owen out there. First pitch down low to Emmanuel Rodriguez. Next pitch. That's in, but a little bit low as well. 2-0. Jack Owen took over in the seventh at a 1-2-3 frame. Lugnuts need six more outs for a victory. Tight game, though. The pitch. Chop back foul. 2-1 as it heads to the lower bowl. Got to get you trivia in this eighth inning. Pitch, in there, strike two. Nice slide action from the inside part of the zone to the outside. A time called by Rodriguez. He's reached twice today, grounded out in his last at bat. We asked you in the fourth inning. Pitch first, low and outside, 3-2. Who won on 10-10 beer night? And what was the final score of that game? Back on this day in 74, pitch, fouled back. That was back at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. The then Indians, now Guardians, hosting the Texas Rangers, and it was a wild scene. 3-2, hard hit down the right field side, but foul as that shoots into the bleachers. Cleveland tied the score with a couple of runs late, made it 5-5, had the winning runs on, and then the game was halted due to a riot with fans coming out of the field. 3-2, hard hit, foul, first base side. So got a message from Leanne Cook. She wrote in and said 9-0, the Rangers won. Yes, that's correct. A forfeit given to the Rangers because of Cleveland's fans. 3-2. Popped up, out to right field, hit well, this ball carrying but foul as it soars in the blue sky and crosses Larch Street and bounced into the Paramount Coffee parking lot. Well, that ball didn't look like it was hit that well, and it just kept going. Foul, though, for the lefty Rodriguez. 3-2. Shot out to shallow left field, backing up the third baseman. Angeles' step in fair territory makes the catch. After that long battle, one away. So in that ninth inning, when Cleveland tied the game, one of the fans ran out of the field, attempted to steal Texas outfielder Jeff Burrows' cap. Confronting the fan, Burrows tripped, thinking that Burrows had been attacked. Then Texas manager Billy Martin came out. That pitched down low, ball one, to Kalani Rosario. And he charged the field with his players, some with their bats, and then there was a large number of intoxicated fans, some armed with knives, chains, and clubs that fashioned from portions of stadium seats that they had torn apart. All came onto the field. 1-0. Lifted out to left field. You can forget about this one. Another home run for Rosario off the video board in left field. It's his fourth home run this week. And his ninth this year. The Nuts just can't get this man out, and we're tied at 2 in the eighth. What a shot for Rosario. And he takes his time making his way around the bases to let everybody admire it. Another big swing for Kalani Rosario. The 11th home run by the Colonels this week. The pitch. That's outside, ball one. And just as yesterday, Lansing led twice. Cedar Rapids tied it twice. Then they took the lead in the seventh. We play on here in the eighth, tied at 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. In the game two, going back to the 10-cent beer night in Cleveland, they had firecrackers they were setting off in game. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. So a riot ensued, and it was a ton of danger, and the umpires just called it. Larry McCoy was the home umpire. But 9-0 was what they ruled the final. Pitch, low and outside, two balls, two strikes. So Nestor, I believe Chylik, was the third base umpire. That's C-H-Y-L-A-K. He's the man that ruled it 9-0. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Two outs. First strikeout for Jack Owen. So Chylik, he declared it a forfeit with the Rangers and gave them the win with a score of 9-0. There's no reasoning behind it. That was the score he gave. And it remains one of the most bizarre games in Major League history because of the 10-cent beer night promotion. The pitch. In there, strike one on Noah Cardenas. Per the NationalPastime.com, Cleveland sold an estimated 60,000 cups of beer that night. The pitch on the ground towards short. Winkler has it. And over to first in time. 25,134 attended 10-cent beer night. And again, Stroh's beer sold, it was from 65 cents, the normal price, down to 10 back in 74. But a wild scene, Rangers won 9-0. Here we're tied at 2 thanks to a big home run from Rosario off to the bottom of the eighth at Jackson Field.
Anyone should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
First pitch of the bottom of the eighth is bounded right back up the middle. Danny Bautista with his second hit. And he greets the new man on the mound, John Stankiewicz, with a single. So the Lugnuts' lead run is on as they try and grab the lead for a third time in this game, after just giving up the Rosario bomb to left. Pitch home, popped up foul, back our way, but will land short in the lower bowl. Strike one. C.J. Rodriguez, Sahid Valenzuela, 7, 8, and 9 in the order, due up against Stankiewicz. He's got an ERA up just over 5. The right-hander set, and he'll throw back to first. 26 and two-thirds innings pitched this year by Stankiewicz here with Cedar Rapids. 15 earned runs. He's given up 2 homers, 24 strikeouts, 8 walks. Opponents batting just under 240 against him. Ready throws. Swing and a miss. And bending in there. Strike 2 on Rodriguez. 0 for 2 tonight. Today, rather. Ground ball and a strikeout for Rodriguez. 2-2 our score. The pitch. Slider, he laid off of it, outside and low, 1-2. Can the bottom of the order turn things over and get the Nuts back in front? They just took the lead in the seventh. Didn't lead very long. 1-2. Poked up foul, up over the roof and out. There's a sack fly from Clark Elliott in the bottom of the seventh to give them a 2-1 lead, but then the Rosario bomb to left. His fourth home run this week tied it up. Pitch, foul, third base side, gets beyond the dugout area, past Greg Conklin and over towards the bullpen. So two runs apiece, four hits apiece, one error for Lansing, none for Cedar Rapids. Very tight game again. 1-2 pitch, that's outside, gets off the glove of Cassetti, and Bautista up to second on the wild pitch. Well, this is how the run scored in the last half inning. A wild pitch got Butler to third, and then the sack fly came from Elliott. Third pitcher for Cedar Rapids. They went from the debuting Zebby Matthews, who went 6 innings. Then Charlie Neuweiler went 1 inning. Didn't give up any hits, but he walked a couple of batters and gave up the run on the sack fly. No strikeouts as he tossed 19 pitches, 8 were strikes, though. And now it's John Stankiewicz. Runner at second, nobody out. 2 balls, 2 strikes to C.J. Rodriguez. Pitch home. Rodriguez swings and misses at a high arcing slider. And that is his second strikeout. First strikeout for Stankiewicz. And now it's Sahid Valenzuela. That's from the left side, the switch hitter. The pitch. In there, fastball, strike one. Stankiewicz, 6'4", 230 pounds from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Undrafted free agent in 2020. was with Fort Myers in Cedar Rapids last year. Righty looks at second and Bautista throws. Shot foul. Ooh, that hit Craig Conklin. Well, he was up in front of the third base box, as many managers are, because they want to get a good look on a read on a ball that goes out to the outfield on whether they want to wave around a player or not, and he couldn't quite get out of the way, but looks like he's all right. Tossed the ball into the crowd. He goes right back to that same spot, a few steps up from the box. The 0-2, just outside. One ball, two strikes. First-year manager Craig Conklin over there staring right at Bautista at second, hoping that that lead run comes in. Tied at two in the eighth. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Oh for 2 today for Valenzuela. Each ball went to shortstop. The pitch. On the ground, this one over to second, to his right, and it's kicked by Schoppel, and he's got no throw. It was a low, slow hit ball to second base. Schoppel tried to backhand to his right, and that's ruled an error, the first today on Cedar Rapids. So the birthday boy makes a mistake, and it's opened the door for the Nuts in this eighth inning. Bautista gets to third, Valenzuela at first, and with one out, back to the top of the order. Here's Aribio Angeles. The pitch. Angeles kicks it back foul, strike one. It wasn't going to be an easy play because Saheed can move pretty well. Slow hit, backhand over towards second. Then he got to throw back to first, but didn't field it cleanly, so couldn't make the throw. The pitch. Set out to right center field. This should do it. Rodriguez backing up, still going, makes the catch. Here comes the tag from Bautista. He's in to score. 3-2 Nuts in the bottom of the eighth on the sac fly from Angeles, his second driven in today. So just like they did in the seventh, they do in the eighth, a sacrifice fly right after a wild pitch. And an error helps out as well this time. Now here's Jack Winkler. 3-2 Nuts, bottom eight. The pitch. That comes in a little tight. Ball one. 2 1-run wins to Cedar Rapids this week. 1 1-run win to Lansing. The pitch. Up high with the fastball, 2-0. 1-3-2 win for Cedar Rapids. 1-3-2 win for Lansing. 3-2 our score here in the bottom of the eighth of the series finale. 2-0. In there, strike one. It's a numbers game. Always is. We have had similar scores throughout the week and similar games with these two teams. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Winkler down on a knee. That looked like a slider running away from him. Great slide pieces today from these Colonels pitchers. John Stankiewicz, the latest out there, the righty. Two balls, two strikes on Winkler, who's 1-for-3. The pitch. Winkler swings and misses on a fastball low and in, and that will do it. So the Nuts settle for one run thanks to a base hit, an error, and a wild pitch, then the sacrifice fly from Angeles. 3-2 Lansing, top nine, three outs away from a victory to close out this series against Cedar Rapids.
They're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the top of the ninth we go. Lansing trying to hold on here in a one-run game. 3-2 the score. We've had runs in three straight half innings. Tyler Baum now in to try and change that and keep Cedar Rapids off the board. He'll face 6, 7, and 8, starting with Noah Miller. The pitch, shot foul, third base side, out of play. Strike one. Baum, a late inning shutdown man. ERA just up over 3 through 14 appearances. 4 save opportunities, 4 saves this year. The pitch. Fastball outside corner, 0-2. Another save situation today for Baum, of course, up by run. Four-seam fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup for Baum, the right-handed 25-year-old. Sets and throws. Set out to left field, not deep. Coming in is Elliott. Stops, shuffles to his right, makes the catch. One away. The one game that Lansing won in this series, Friday, 3-2. Trying to do that again in the series finale today. In that game, both teams had 4 hits. Now, both teams had no errors. Today, both teams have 1 error. Almost a carbon copy of Friday if Lansing holds on. The pitch. Misael Urbina takes it up high, ball 1. Lansing a sack fly in the 7th to go up 2-1. Then a home run from Rosario in the 8th to tie it 2-2. The pitch, breaking ball in there, strike 1, inner third. Then another sack fly in the bottom of the 8th from Eurybio Angeles, Lansing up 3-2. Top 9, 1 out, bases clear. Bounce pitch, bouncer off the plate, back foul towards the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids, third base side. 1-2 on Urbina. Jose Salas waits on deck. And again, with 2 strikes on a Cedar Rapids batter, they call for time. Urbina digs back in, 0-3 today. Fly out, ground out, strikeout. Bounce 1-2. Check swing, Urbina just stayed back and missed that ball, clipping him as it came inside. Open stance from the right for Urbina. Baum set at the waist. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Looked like the changeup. And there's 2 outs. From Fernandez to Nambiar to Owen to Baum. 26 outs down. 1 to go. Jose Salas steps into the box. 0-3. The 8 hitter today with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. The pitch home. Fastball wide. Straight up defense, even at the bag at third, is Angeles. Everybody else deep in the infield. The pitch. Swing and a tapper foul, first base side. Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2. Top 9, 2 outs. They play extra deep in the outfield to avoid any doubles. Pitch home. On the ground, first base side foul. Just to the right of first base and Bautista, but Cedar Rapids down to their last strike. Elliott, Buelbas, and Butler all deep in the outfield, just in front of the warning track. Butler the deepest in right, playing Salas to pull a step or two in front of the warning track. 1-2 pitch. Up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now Angeles, who was even with the bag on those first 2 pitches, has backed up with 2 strikes now on Salas. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and it's kicked back off the breaking ball. Salas stays alive. Lansing was down to a strike away from winning on Tuesday, but they ended up not getting the victory. Pitch, kickback, foul, Maine's 2-2. They had two chances against two batters with two strikes on them, and Cedar Rapids ended up plating two in the ninth, going ahead by a run and winning 5-4. They then won 3-2 on Wednesday. Lansing got payback with a 3-2 win Friday. The pitch, breaking ball, lined out to right center field. It's a base hit. Coming in to play it is Buelbas. And just like we saw yesterday, a couple days ago, Cedar Rapids stays alive with a base hit with two outs in the ninth. On Friday in that 3-2 win, Baum got the final out of the eighth, then worked around an Ernie Yank single, batting for Jose Salas, who had left the game, and then a strikeout to Cassetti to end it. Well, here's Andrew Cassetti here. The pitch home. First pitch in there, bottom of the zone, strike one. Two outs, tying run at first, 3-2 nuts, top nine. And Baum get Cassetti again to end the game. The pitch home. Down low with the breaking ball, good block by C.J. Rodriguez, 1-1. Cassetti, told you earlier, he has flied out to every outfielder, giving all three a share. Elliott, Buelbas, and Butler, left, center, and right in his three at-bats. The pitch home. Shot foul, first base side, and out of play. The kids are all lined up just beyond the Sparrow Stairs, down the right field line. They're ready to run the bases, hoping this game ends right here. And again, for the second time, Cedar Rapids down to their final strike. You don't want to go back to the top of the order for Tanner Schobel. He has been tremendous, best hitter in this series for Cedar Rapids. He waits on deck. The 1-2. Just below the knees with the fastball. 2-2. So again, Baum tries one more time. The 2-2 pitch. This time it's on the outside corner, strike three. Ball game. Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2, and the Lugnuts salvage a second win in this series. The Colonels take the series 4-2, but the Lugnuts have their eighth win on a Sunday this year. Post-game show coming up when we return on a victorious Sunday afternoon at Jackson Field.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Another victorious Sunday for your Lansing Lugnuts. They're eighth this year in 11 tries. They take down Cedar Rapids 3-2. Their victories this week, Friday 3-2, Sunday 3-2. Welcome into the postgame show. Lansing now 23-28. Cedar Rapids falls to 29-22. The first place squad in the West Division And when you think about things, a really tight series, easily Lugnuts could have won this, could have won three. They were leading in the ninth on Tuesday, didn't. Cedar Rapids can think we could have won more, but they lost a couple of one-run games. Lansing lost a couple of one-run games, and it was Cedar Rapids with the blowout victory Thursday and then the come-from-behind victory yesterday that sealed the series win. Tyler Baum nailed down his fifth save in five attempts just moments ago as he worked around one single but got two strikeouts. He got Andrew Cassetti to end the game just as he did in Friday's victory, and the Lugnuts win 3-2. They do so on four hits and one error, while Cedar Rapids had two runs, five hits, and one error. Cedar Rapids left seven stranded, Lansing just two. Each team 0-for with runners in scoring position, Lansing 0-for-2, while Cedar Rapids 0-for-4. It was a debut for the right-handed Zebby Matthews, an incredible performance by him, climbing up the ladder from A to high A. And the eighth-round selection last year by the Twins out of Western Carolina went six innings, gave up three hits, one run. It was an Aribel Angeles solo shot to open the game. Other than that, he didn't give up anything more. He allowed those three hits. That was it. The rest were singles, six strikeouts, no walks. Neuweiler came in, gave up a run, and that was a sac fly from Clark Elliott. And then in the top of the eighth, it was Jack Owen that gave up the home run to Kalai Rosario. So it was tied at two, but then the sac fly from Aribel Angeles, who has two of the three driven in today, puts Lansing in front 3-2. Christian Fernandez goes four and a third innings, three hits, one run, three walks, six strikeouts. And Kumar Nambiar was excellent, one and two innings, one and two thirds, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. And then again, Tyler Baum nails down the save at the end. The win goes to Jack Owen, even though he gave up the tying home run. A loss to Stankiewicz, now 3-1. The save, Baum's fifth in five tries this year. 77-degree afternoon, just short of 15-mile-an-hour winds. A game that lasted just over 2 hours. Another quick one, well-pitched, good game on this Sunday afternoon. 3,732 came out to watch the Nuts on a Capital City Market Kids Day and on a Defenders of the Diamond Day. So the Lugnuts 1-1 in those Defender of the Diamond uniforms. And they end the series on a high note, winning 3-2. And that means we are off tomorrow. If you're missing Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, he will be back on Tuesday. He's going to cover you through the front half of that series against South Bend. And then the dynamic duo, if I still have a voice, by next weekend. We'll be back there at South Bend Tuesday through Sunday at Four Winds Field. The Lugnuts and the Cubs. We mentioned earlier the Cubs sitting right around 500 in the middle of the standings in the West Division. Lansing sitting in fifth place in the Eastern Division. So it'll be the first meeting with the Cubs and the Lugs coming up on Tuesday from Four Winds Field. We certainly hope you can join us. And again, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler will return. Until then, once again, the final score, Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2. Lugnuts now 23-28, 51 games into the season. The Colonels 29-22. Thanks so much for joining us this week and this weekend from Jackson Field. On the road next week, but then back the following Tuesday to take on the Peoria Chiefs. So we will talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. This has been a presentation of Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Adam Jackson is saying good night. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday.